Good morning, Patriots. It is a Saturday. Another week has gone by, and the hand puppet Joe Biden is still acting as president, and his team of Muppets and the Jim Hansen Theater is still pretending to be in control of the United States. And the military is still agreeing to it and going right along with it. It's a good arrangement, if you haven't noticed. Seems to be working out just fine for the world. We are truly in a time where leadership is horribly lacking. And it's not even a... horribly is probably a way under development, understatement. I want to give a quick call out to Mike Lindell, my pillow, for the amazing leadership he is giving, his continued fight for this nation, all that he gives to this nation. And so, as you know, that we're doing the slipper revolution, which is we want to see every single patriot get a pair of my slippers for Bard's Fest as a celebration. And thank you to Mike Lindell, who will be speaking on the 27th of August, at least as it's scheduled right now. So that's even made better by the Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S, which is the promo code you use at MyPillow to get the discount. It's 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939, that you can also talk to a human being if you choose. Tell them where you heard about this great promo, which was here on Bard's FM. We are trying to generate a million sales of my slippers, and it's real simple. The left took away $65 million in sales from MyPillow. We are trying to generate $69 million in return and to use this as a banner, as a symbol of strength when we use our dollars as a weapon system. When we get to Bard's Fest, we'll implement phase two of this. And phase two is the identification of seven companies in the United States who have been vetted or who are being vetted right now in their participation in the Major League Baseball boycott or promotion to get it out of Georgia because Georgia had election reform. Those companies that are mandating vaccines and those companies that are attacking MyPillow. It won't be hard for us to find the seven that we're looking for, but we'll keep that a secret until we get there. For those companies that are on that Georgia list, I would be paying attention because when we call out those seven, we are going to crush them. We're going to boycott them, and we're going to boycott them nationally and internationally and crush their sales and short their stock. It's just that simple. That's what has to happen. So this is us getting ready for war. We raise one, we drop seven. The one we raise is the one that symbolizes exactly what we want to see in business in America. And Mike Lindell is that symbol. He not only gives generously to this nation, he represents success in pursuing business against all odds and, above all, speaks openly about Christ in his heart and in his life. So support MyPillow. Get on over there. Use the Bard's code B-A-R-D-S at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-975-2939. It's a win-win all the way around. Leadership. It is the part that just continues to stun me as I sit across and look at this nation. I'm stunned because I worked with great leaders, and yet there are none in the public eye right now. And I mean none. I don't give any quarter here. Leaders in a time of crisis like this have a spine and a backbone to stand up and speak truth. Leaders don't shun away and try to pass things off on people. They don't try to blame the public for what they've already done. Like, they don't try to put responsibility on the fact that somehow we are in a position because people didn't vote. People did vote in November. Our vote was hijacked out of our control. We did exactly, in fact, better than anybody anticipated. More people voted. And yet, The boat was hijacked. It was hacked. And nobody was there to defend the United States. The military wasn't there to defend. The intelligence community wasn't there to defend. Nobody is speaking out against about that part of the problem. Leadership was lacking. We have heard nothing from President Trump, nothing of substance. Disappointment. I'm just being blunt. We've loved what he's done, but a big disappointment. And on top of that list of disappointments from President Trump for me, and love it, hate it, the fact is that he's been promoting that bioweapon injection into people. And you can't promote something that's killing people. You just can't. There's nothing to be standing on and trying to claim that it's a good thing that somehow people's lives have been saved when people are dropping dead from this thing and getting injured. So hopefully someone in his camp hears these sorts of words and pulls their head out of their butt and starts to advise President Trump to quit promoting it. There comes a time and a place that we have to come to face what this war is. This war was not just a hack of an election. This war was a multi-tiered attack on humanity with the United States as a singular target. And here's the latest, because this is something everybody has to get to, and then it will... I will rope this back. I'll work this back into scripture. See, the problem people are going to have, and the hardest red pill people are going to have to get their head around, is that the Army and the Department of Defense were part of and have been part of this war on America. In the latest news, the U.S. Army is developing a unique COVID-19 vaccine that's in phase one clinical trials. And if when you get into this, and this is in SciTech Daily, when you get into this, what you discover is it's just more of the nanotech stuff that they're putting in you. All of these roads lead to one place, transhumanism. They want nanotech in you. They want this technologies in you. We are facing a war of all of our institutions and science institutions that is being waged against us, because somewhere down along the way, about 10, 15 years ago, a decision was made. A decision was made that we all need to transition. They all need to transition the humanity to transhumanism, because it was the best way and most importantly, the most profitable way of the future. There are many people that believe the nonsense science of this constant evolving threat of bacterial sciences and viruses and all this nonsense. Most of this has been engineered over time. And the military, the Army in particular, believes that this is its future because, again, Army is run by dollars. They're funded by this. You have 60% roughly of our force that now has this injection in it. Not the new one that I'm talking about, but the injection that we're currently dealing with. This is the transition time. And whether you like it or not, you're going to have to start making some hard choices about where your allegiances stand. Exodus 32, 15 to 35. We'll go as far into this as we need. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand. Tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back they were written. The tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear." And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that they had made and burned it with fire and ground it in powder and scattered it on the water and made the people of Israel drink it. And Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you to make you have that you have brought such a great sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know, people, that they are set on evil." You see, patriots, this is the thing. Right now, we have choices to make. And in my opinion, as we look around, we are given an unbelievable glimpse at truth. We are seeing the truth of what is, and we are seeing what the agendas of everyone is. Everyone. You see where the true leaders are. You see the people willing to speak out for the people in the leadership role. I'm still counting. I haven't got past one. You see the people willing to head directly attack the main threat of this time. And you see where those that truly believe in God stand. You're also seeing the many making the choice to stand in front of the golden calf and dance around. Now, what does the golden calf represent? It's Baal and Baphomet. It's the sacrifices that they made for their future and what was sacrificed. When you celebrate it in front of this Baal and Baphomet creature, the golden calf, you are sacrificing, typically, your firstborn, burning it in a sacrifice. Yes, the child was alive. They would burn the child. And in the process, that would be their sacrifice for blessings of the future. This is what Moses returned to. And as we look around the land right now, and we are looking at who is doing what, and we see where people are aligning, we are seeing who's willing to stand with God first, and who's willing to walk away from God and stand with their own needs and their own desires and their own worships. This is a difficult time, and denial is the number one thing. Can you imagine the sort of conspiracy theories that are floating around right now? When someone says, like President Trump, the vaccine, you got a vaccine because of me. I don't know how else you could say that. It has saved people's lives, okay? And so the conspiracy theories start cropping up. It's like, well, maybe he didn't really mean that. Okay, well, maybe when Moses came down the mountain, people didn't really mean that they were actually worshiping the golden calf, but instead we're worshiping God through the golden calf. I mean, this gets to be the stupidity of the time we are in. Absolutely unbelievable how blind people are walking right now. And here's one of the greatest ironies. Those that are taking the injection, it is affecting their arteries and their veins. This is harsh, but it's just one of those things. Many are suffering now from accelerated macular degeneration. The irony to me is just unbelievable. Those that were blind are now becoming physically blind. This is harshness like we've never seen. The casualties that will be out here. Is going to be horrendous. And we're going to be walking around with people that are maimed from this bioweapon. And many that are not maimed are going to be transitioned. Once you get this stuff in you, we don't know what's happening. So this is a complete scam from the very beginning. Complete scam. And you cannot believe. The other thing you're going to start seeing is the justification for what they're doing. They're going to start arguing with you like, well, now wait a minute. This Wuhan thing was really something that had to be done. We had to get this injection out. We did the best we could. But there's going to be an attempt made not to connect the deaths and the maiming with the injection. It'll be a completely separate world. Wow, it's suddenly strange that we've seen a spike in blindness. It's suddenly strange we've seen a spike in Alzheimer's. It's suddenly strange. We've seen a spike in strokes. Suddenly strange how we've seen a spike in infertility, but that's why we have fertility clinics to help you. And the sheeple will dance around their golden calf. And they will celebrate the greatness of the science. And they will celebrate the greatness of their false god. Salvation through a needle. And such is where we are. We are in a time right now to make hard decisions of where our faith truly sits. And these are lines that have to be clarified where we are. The people lost faith, lost hope when Moses went to the mountain because he didn't return on their schedule. And when he came back, they had reverted back to what they were. Their belief, their worship of Baal, willing to sacrifice their firstborn for the sake of the blessings of their old and dark god, another form of Lucifer himself. Is it any different now? And I'd argue none at all. Because in the time of crisis, in the time of panic, after having been warned over and over that the enemy is the media, that the enemy is the, and the media isn't the enemy of the people, the moment that this fear began around this virus, this fake plant, this pandemic, the moment that began and the media began to fan the flames of that, people to return to their belief and worship in the media. They returned to their belief that they were the givers of truth, that they were the institutions of worship. That they were the ones that would guide us to the point of salvation, to save our souls, to save our future, to save the very sense of humanity. Just promise to take a little pinprick and it will all be okay. For whatever reasons are many, meaning, people followed that suit. Some were promised great rewards, some were threatened, some were afraid of saying anything about biomedical, about pharmaceutical. And so the many that you would expect to lead the flock to the right way, to lead people to truth, bowed out and continue to spout those lies to this very day as people drop dead. It's funny. We take someone like Jeffrey Dahmer and we cringe at him because of the horrors in which he did. But I'm curious, what's the difference in horrors between the things Dahmer did and willfully injecting a child, a young adult, knowing that what they're putting in them is a bioweapon? You're dealing with psychopaths right now. You're dealing with people that will do anything for power, for the preservation of their power, to protect themselves from a fear that they assume is bigger than God. Because all of these people have put their life here in this time, their life as men, the mortal life that they have, as more important than their worship of God and the following of truth. Do you realize how short-lived, no matter what the cost, even if it had been a cost of life, do you realize how short-lived this would have been had people really stood up and done the right thing and to speak truth to the people? then in spite of biomedicals or pharma's threats, that they would have stood up and said, this is wrong, that the real cures for this already exist. In spite of the threats of being to life or the threats of finances from big pharma in the biomedical industry, that they would have come forward and said, I don't care what the cost to my career, I will not stand for this. And they have been vocal. You've seen a few, but a few does not make the many. And instead, the many acquiesced. They bowed their head. They agreed to speak the lie. Nurses have gone on. Doctors have gone on to pretend to falsify their own personal records so that they would not take the injection, and yet they continue to promote it and push it on to people. And the people worship the golden calf. They dance around and they celebrate, and they worship the golden calf. That line that we now walk is a defining line, and in a way, that if you choose to see it this way as I do, it's a blessing from God. It's a blessing to be able to see for truth what people truly are, no matter who they are, and to know that there is an accountability and an atonement coming for lying and deceiving the people. They know. We know that that time's coming. They think that they can sidestep it. They think that their God is more powerful. They think that their God will ultimately win and take down humanity, and that they will be preserved the punishment that the wrath of God will bring. And they'll do things like, well, see, nobody's, look at all the people that took it. This is their latest. Look at all the people that took it that aren't falling dead. Like, all right. Time will tell. But death comes in two forms in this shot. There is the physical death, meaning what you see, and there is the spiritual death, which is what is growing within. Transitioning humanity to transhumanism has as its central goal to destroy the soul of humanity, to move people away from being human and to transition them to a place that they are connected to the master cloud, the advanced AI system that is in place, don't kid yourself, to run them, control them, manipulate them. Shape them, give them their thoughts, track their emotions, track everything that they do to ensure that you're a good citizen, to ensure that you're the proper citizen for the world of this new economic order. That's the future that these fools who took this shot are now part of. And they are part of it, whether they agreed to it or not. And let me rephrase that last. They did agree to it, whether they thought they agreed to it or not. Because when they sign that sheet, that release statement that gives them, that they do when they take the shot, they agree to accepting any of the consequences of this shot and this injection. Unbelievable times we live in. And it all centers purely on that place of lack of faith. When you accept Christ in your heart, when you put faith as your rock and your foundation that you stand on, and God stands behind you, it should give you a solidity of looking at things, a clarity of looking at things, and an ability to disperse any anxieties and fears in your life so that you always have eyes to see and ears to hear. It is as in battle that when you get in the midst of a firefight, that ambush that always changes you. Well, society was just ambushed, and not very many people survived the ambush. And that ambush has led to a lot of people walking away from God and choosing the salvation through the needle. Those that have stood the ambush have had to take a moment, and we have over the last months, to take a knee, to assess the terrain, to have a sip of water, to rehydrate, and to observe the enemy and what it's doing. In the perspective of war, that has not been a long period of time, but we have done so. And in doing so, we returned to that place of strength, recaptured our focus, given clarity again, anchored ourselves more deeply in Christ. And in doing so, now have the ability to stand and now begin to press forward into this fight with a new vigor and a new relentless push. A push for truth, a push for healing, a push to be that light that shatters the darkness. We can bring the hope to people through the offering of salvation through Christ and the love of God, but... And it's a big but. People's ability to access that will come at their willingness to put themselves before God, to fully ask for forgiveness and to accept full accountability and responsibility for the decisions that they made that took them away from God. They have to accept that because there's no other way forward here. At the core of all of this is the absolute truth. And there are consequences for the things that we do in life. So this is a time now more than ever to finally let go of any of your last remaining fears. When you think of an idea of the U.S. Army or major portions of the Department of Defense working against you, not for you, that strikes fear in many people's hearts. And that's why I started with this tonight, today. Because the fact is that the system is against you. It is against all of us. And it's at every single level, including the most powerful military on the earth. Much of it has turned against you. Soldiers might tell you otherwise, but if they've taken the injection, I hate to tell you, they are no longer a trusted agent until we know what this thing has done. And the only way that you are going to survive this is to have the strength to know that God is with you no matter what force you face. You can face Goliath like David and win. Or you can collapse like the army that David was replacing and sit on the side and cower in fear. But it is up to you to know where you sit with God. And if you truly understand that as a member of God's army, that there is no fear, then any of these news and updates, all that should do is redouble your resolve to stand more closely with God and stand more boldly in the face of this enemy and stand for truth and what is right. And what is truly what Christ would want us to do. Those are your decisions to make. But living in a deception that somehow somebody in a white shining armor is going to come in and save you, I wouldn't be looking that way. The institutions that we are now facing are hell-bent on crushing humanity. The weak will fall. Those with lack of faith will fall. But those with strength in God will stand. And in the end, God will absolutely win this. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these times that we come together to reflect, to learn, from the wisdoms of old, to apply those wisdoms to today. The many stories in Scripture that remind us ultimately of the strength in you and the challenges that belief in you must face and it must endure in order for us to strengthen our faith and live in this world. Lord, we ask for your protection. And as we step into this fight, knowing that Christ is within us, that Christ grows powerfully within us, that as we walk in this place, that we do not waver. To know that within us, Lord, that as your strength flows through us, that any fears and any anxieties that exist are cleansed and washed away. That we face boldly what this enemy is, knowing that we are not accountable to any man, but we are accountable only to you in the end. And let us not forget that in our hearts. No matter what promises are made or promises are broken, no matter what adversary rises, whatever worships that we've had or trust that we've had in the institutions of men, let us cast those aside and be reminded always that only one belief must exist, only one love must exist within our heart, and that is our love for you and through Christ to you. Through Christ to the Father. So let us stand, and not just physically stand, but to stand for the principles and all the love that you give us, Lord, all the things that you put within us, to respect our neighbors, to help one another, to give voice to the innocent and those who need defending that can't defend themselves, to do so fearlessly in this world, to never give in, and to occupy this land with the ferocity and the strength of the warrior of our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. We are in a time of clarity, patriots. A time that we can see clearly what is and what isn't, if you have eyes to see. Don't be deceived. Don't try to paint pictures in your mind of things that are hope that aren't there. The true strength in all of this fight rests with our relationship with God, no matter what befalls us before us. And knowing in that path that we will never waver with God, we are fine, but that is the path that we walk. We are accountable to God, not accountable to men. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers up. Keep your clarity and connection with God. Pray for eyes to see. Pray for the cleansing of any fear or anxieties that you have within your heart. This is time for absolute solidity in our faith and trust in God, to be fearless in this world, and in so doing, knowing that God was always with us and will never forsake us in this fight, that God, as we know, will win. Have a very blessed Saturday. I'll see you tonight for Fishers of Men at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Until then, until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
With the night.